Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Shaken and stirred.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. To say the world's stock markets are rattled is an understatement. Fallout from the U.S. subprime market is reaching all around the globe. One analyst in London calls it an all-around sense of panic. For the second straight day, European stocks are down a good 2%. Japan's Nikkei fell 400 points today, also about 2%. We're joined by our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the mood like in London this morning?
Pretty worried, I would say. I mean, all the big European stock markets opened sharply lower. Bank shares were a particular casualty. So there is undoubtedly a growing fear that a credit crunch is on its way, and that clearly would be very bad for stock markets.
And it sounds like liquidity is the big issue right now, access to cash.
Yes, because banks have been securitizing their loans, because they found this clever way of spreading the risk by lending money and then parceling those loans up into securities and selling them on. They've been able to lend a great deal more money than usual. However, because some of the originally the subprime mortgage loans turned sour, increasingly investors don't want to buy these securitized loans.
I was struck by what the European Central Bank did yesterday, pumping $130 billion into the banking system. How unusual is that?
Very unusual. The most it has at a single go pumped into the banking system, more even than after 9/11. And other central banks followed suit, not quite on the same scale. I mean, the Fed pumped in $24 billion yesterday, and the Bank of Japan pumped in around $8 billion. So this is undoubtedly a global problem.
Well, certainly, Stephen, over the last month, we've had a lot of volatility. And each day, people seem to be indicating, oh, we're just, it's, you know, the markets are going to hang in there. Today, is there a different sense that this really could fall apart at the seams?
Well, the argument is still raging. The optimists say that this is a market phenomenon. It'll be confined to the stock markets and the bond markets. Pessimists, however, say we're getting into dangerous territory here because banks are involved. And if banks lose a great deal of money, they'll become ever more reluctant to lend, and that will hit economic growth.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Here is the ugliness from Wall Street yesterday. The Dow and the S&P sank nearly 3%. The Dow fell 387 points to 13,270. The S&P 500 was down 44 points. The Nasdaq lost 56. I mentioned Japan's Nikkei. Overall, the Asian markets dropped almost 4% today. British billionaire Richard Branson launched his new low-cost airline in the U.S. called Virgin America this week. Today, he jetted off to Asia for his next big deal. Sam Eaton reports.
The Virgin Group has bought a 20% stake in a low-cost, long-haul Malaysian airline. The new partnership will be called Air Asia X. Its aim is to adapt the budget airline model to longer routes. But that's a tough combination. Low-cost airlines are thriving in Asia, where demand for short regional flights between secondary cities is surging. But airline consultant Mike Boyd says once you apply that business model to longer intercontinental flights, profits are harder to come by.
You've got to put, you know, 200, 250 people on that airplane to make any money. And if you can do that, you'll be fine. But that means you have to fly out of places where there are a lot of people who have demand to go to Europe, or have demand to go to Sydney, or have demand to go to Los Angeles.
In other words, hubs like Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, where major international carriers already have the upper hand. Air Asia X plans to begin flights to Australia as early as next month. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Businessweek magazine just did a poll of corporate executives and middle managers throughout the country. They were asked about the future of the workplace. For example, they asked, are you on a first-name basis with someone who works in India? 10% said yes, but 30% said they would be in the next decade. Peter Coy is an editor at Businessweek. Peter, some interesting questions here. One answer that stood out to me was that 90% of managers think they're among the top 10% of performers in their workplace. What'd you think of that?
My editor-in-chief said that was the most amazing statistic he's ever seen. I guess it's human nature. I mean, maybe you can't drag yourself into the office every day unless you think you're really hot stuff.
I really wonder, though, how that does impact the workplace.
All I can say is that maybe this is what causes bosses to sort of like give sort of everybody a middle grade because it's so hard to make those distinctions.
6% of respondents under age 30 said they've accidentally called their boss mom or dad.
That is the most embarrassing thing in the world. I guess I put that one in there because I think I did it once or twice.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was young, though.
All right, so something else in the poll that struck me was, which of these scares you the most? And there were a few responses like, my boss, my computer, my spouse.
Right.
But then the two biggest things were Wall Street and China.
We picked those because they're the source of so much angst these days. And interesting that people are actually more afraid of China than Wall Street, but that the two of them stand way out.
Anything else stand out to you in this poll?
Well, this is part of a special Business Week double issue on the future of work. And we found a lot of optimism, actually. People think that it'll be easier for women and minorities to get ahead, that self-improvement, self-fulfillment will be more important motivator than fear. But overall, I guess I was pleasantly surprised by the degree of satisfaction out there in the workplace. We don't all hate our jobs, and we don't all think things are going down the toilet.
All right, Peter Coy of Businessweek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll have a link to the Businessweek poll on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.